This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Forever Dog.
Hello, Darian.
Hey, Mary.
What is up?
Oh, you know, just hanging, wishing, I don't know, I had a keyboard.
Shut up.
Wait.
I bought you one. Here you go.
Oh, thank you. Should I try it out?
Yeah, give it a whirl.
I bought you this keyboard.
Thanks, Mary. What should we do with it? Maybe have a musical comedy show?
Hey, that's a perfect idea. Let's have an improvised podcast episode with my friends Sachi and Dan. I think that would be a good idea. Let's do it. What do you think?
I think we should call it Three Chickies.
Three Chickies.
Three Chickies.
Three Chickies.
One Chickie for you and two for me.
Two for you. Two for you. And one for me. Three Chickie, Three Chickie, welcome to the big show now.
Wow. Right. Amazing. Wow.
Beautiful.
Well, gosh, I'm so glad that you guys are here.
I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah,
thank
it's
you
my
for
pleasure.
Joining us, Sachi Ezra.
Thank you, Mary Houlihan.
And thank you for joining us, Dan Arnaz.
Thank you for having me.
What a joy. So, yeah, we're just going to chat and sing and that kind of stuff. I feel like I should address the elephant in the room. Sachi, I watched Rent live at your house.
Hell yeah.
Thoughts?
Well, I was a little nervous because it was like my best friends from childhood, and we grew up with Rent. And I didn't know what level of Rent fandom you and your roommate Zach are. And we were truly like letting our freak flags fly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I liked it personally.
I'm so glad. I'm glad that we didn't alienate you with how obsessed we were every time they made the slightest change from the original cast recording.
Well, I'm only familiar with the soundtracks. I had never even seen it performed. And so it was interesting to get some intel about, oh, this is like the musical. This is different from the musical.
You never saw the movie?
I saw the movie. But you know, it's way different.
Mm-hmm.
It's way different.
If by different you mean it's bad and the musical on Broadway is good.
Well, I guess there's some things that just like can't translate to film. Like, I feel like the big one was notoriously my least favorite part of the entire show. Maureen's
performance
art thing. Seeing it staged in a play format was like, oh, okay, I guess this is how it probably went.
Yeah, I mean, what's crazy about it is that she, in the play, she gets everyone to moo. And she really will not stop until everyone moos.
Mm.
But in the...
I went to a birthday party like that.
Oh, yeah?
No, I don't know.
Cow themed? Yeah. Was it a cow's birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my friend and she's really needy and, you know,
oh, wow.
She like wants everyone to be like her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. More like a cow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Dan, were you as a youth, were you into Rent or any musical theater at
all?
No,
I saw the movie. Mm-hmm. I've never seen Rent the play. Mm-hmm. I was in musical theater when I was a kid.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What musicals?
I was in Once on This Island.
Oh, great musical.
Uh-huh. I was in Aida.
Ooh. Wow, you had a very forward-thinking...
Yeah, yeah. Weirdly kind of like out-of-the-box sort of choices in my school. Mm-hmm. And then Annie.
Oh, it's a good one.
And something.
Who were you in Annie?
Oh, goodness. I forgot who I was in Annie.
Were you Rooster?
No. You know what?
I wasn't
a big part in Annie. I was like in a chorus of people.
There we go.
In one of the numbers. Mm-hmm. And Once on This Island, I was the king, though.
Ooh.
Hello.
Yeah, that was big.
That's the tops.
Yeah.
Wow.
But this is a long time coming because I've been out of that world for quite a while.
I've never been in it, ever.
Really? That's surprising.
I know, because
I love to sing, you love to perform.
I'm such a natural performer and so full of charisma.
Sure.
That this is a common misconception that I'm a musical theater kid, but I'm not. I'm a sport.
I actually saw your tweet the other day and it made me laugh a lot that you prefer getting yelled at by an adult loser.
I'm a sport.
I'm a sport. I hated sports. If I could go back, I don't know, I would have done it different. If I could go back, I would have quit those sports, or I would have been a braver kid.
Braver kid.
The thing I don't like about sports is I think it's kind of bullying. It's a lot of loser grown-ups screaming at you. That's coaches and parents, and they wish that they were in the pros, and they have psychological problems.
But you were a sport.
I was a sport.
You were a sport.
I was really good at sports, but traumatized by the insane pressure from the grown-ups. It was a really bad time. Sports.
You were a sport.
I was a sport.
Some kids are an art, but you were a sport. Sports or sport?
That's me. Heck, what were you guys like?
I was an art. I wish I could do it differently. I wish I could pick up a bat and a ball and play all the games and maybe fall on the ground. But I did plays. I sang songs and learned how to dance, hung out with gays.
You were in art.
I was in art.
You were in art.
I was in art.
Not a sport.
Never sports.
In art.
Well, Dan,
you're
up to bat.
Or you're on stage next.
Well, I didn't know who I was. So I tried a bit of everything. I played sports. And I also did theater. But then I figured out that I couldn't fit into everyone's idea of who I was. So I just stuck with sports, even though I hated it.
You were a sport.
And an art.
You were a sport.
A sport and a little bit of art.
I did football 2 times and quit 2 years in a row.
Wow.
A sport.
He was a sport.
And
I was a sport.
Art.
She was a art. He was a sport. I was a sport.
And we were all
kids. Kids.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had that going on.
And now Mary and I are sports together.
It's true.
Sometimes we play on the same softball team.
Nice.
It's true. Mary
taught me how to bat.
It's true. I'm so smart and good at sports. I learned the perfect way to hold a bat from Garrett Teal, who is a former minor league player who I think maybe was on the bench in the majors for one season. And he now does baseball and softball clinics all over northern New Jersey.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not to brag.
Is he sponsoring this podcast?
He should.
Yeah, you should get a kickback. You should get some money from that.
Heck, I won't take anything from him because I need kids to learn to keep their dang elbows up.
True.
And to squash the bug. And I'm sorry, you don't take a step forward. You just take a step. You don't move your foot forward or up or any. You land your foot on the same spot that it was at and then you squash the bug with your back foot. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel.
Wow, it sounds like you have a real system for hitting the baseball.
It's true. I really liked the Garrett Teal Clinic. At Garrett Teal's, it's men in their 20s or 30s, and they're encouraging, and they show you how to do stuff. Garrett Teal will say, I promise if you do it this way, you'll hit it into the outfield every time. I started batting like that, and my dad said from the crowd, that's not how I told you to do it! That's not how I told you to do it! And I was like, shut up! Shut up! This is how Garrett Teal said to do it! And that's why I don't like sports, because my dad was absent and neglectful and yelled at me a lot.
Garrett Teal.
Garrett Teal.
How do you feel?
How do you feel?
Garrett Teal.
Garrett Teal.
How do you feel?
How do you feel?
Well, I felt bad and good because I was good at sports, so okay. It was emotionally confusing. And don't get me started on basketball. I was really good at basketball. Ooh, the accuracy of my shooting, it was the tops.
But Garrett Teal.
Garrett Teal.
Garrett Teal. Yeah.
Garrett Teal.
How do you feel?
Well, my parents said, you can't quit stuff. I'd say, please, I really want to quit. And I'd say, you can't quit stuff. But now I know.
It made you a better person.
It made me a better person by facing adversity. And now, as a grown-up, I really savor quitting stuff.
Garrett Teal.
Garrett Teal.
Garrett Teal.
How do you feel?
How do you feel?
How do you feel?
Garrett
Teal. Yeah, so that was kind of Garrett Teal's whole deal. Yeah, he was really encouraging sometimes.
And
coaches.
Sometimes mean, it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, no. Garrett Teal was wonderful.
Sounds like your dad.
My dad was awful.
At least your dad came to things. My dad didn't come to any shows.
I mean, he came to like two things.
It caused me to seek out male attention for the rest of my life.
There we go.
My dad, when I played basketball during the aforementioned period of figuring out who I was as a kid and doing both, I played basketball and my dad was a coach, and I was so bad and he didn't play me. He didn't start me and all the kids used to make fun of me because my dad didn't start me.
I played softball. My mom was the coach and I was not very good. And at the end of the season, every season, someone wins MVP and someone wins Coach's Choice, which is this like, who has the most school spirit? And I won Coach's Choice and everybody was like, yeah, obviously, because your mom's the coach.
Wow.
You were basically mom's choice.
That's right. It was a real like, oh, look at this little spoiled brat moment.
I love that.
I love parents who coach. I think that's like so key to the experience.
Yeah, it's...
My dad coached too in Little League, and he like I hated it, but I wanted to do it because he like wanted to coach so much.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So it was more for him.
Parents are so bad.
I know. Why couldn't they be like the coaches on Friday Night Lights? Those guys are awesome.
Why couldn't our parents be coaches? Like real like if we had coaches for parents, like just like the coaches from that show or like
yeah.
Ooh,
you know.
Yeah, I wonder what that would be like.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Son, wake up and give me 20.
Okay, Dad.
Great work and great form. Keep at it.
Oh, these push-ups are hard.
Well, that's okay. Why don't you put your knees on the floor? That still counts.
Wow. I'm doing it now.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of me, too.
Coach Dad.
Yes?
Coach Dad.
Over here.
Pretty rad.
Yup.
He's Coach Dad.
Win or lose, just play your best.
He gives me inspirational advice. He gives me lots of life lessons.
Be sure to run as close to the sidelines as possible to draw your defender out and give the point guard a clear route to the basket.
I didn't understand that at all, but I love Coach Dad.
Yup.
Coach Dad.
Over here.
Pretty rad.
He's the raddest.
Coach Dad.
It's fun to see Coach Dad bring all the pressures from home into the court when he's yelling at the kids.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And the kids don't know that at home Coach Dad is stressed a lot and brings it to the court because he's yelling at the kids and he can't divide the two.
Coach Dad!
Coach Dad, leave it on the field!
Leave it on the field, Daddy, Daddy!
No reason to yell at home, I'm not one of your players. Coach Dad!
Coach Dad!
You can be so mean!
You're so mean!
But I know that you're doing it with the best of intentions.
Not everything has to be a huddle.
Not everything has to be a huddle. Not everything has to be a huddle.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Some things could just be a hug.
Some things could just be advice.
Wouldn't that be
nice?
Wow.
Hey.
That was epic.
Yeah, now I feel a little bit better about the dad that I did have. Do have. He's still alive.
He's still alive. He's still kicking.
He just lives in Japan, so it feels far away.
That's fair.
I feel like we're really going for the anthemic songs in today.
Yeah.
Love that energy.
Mm-hmm. Very You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, the big pumpkin.
The pumpkin and the Snoopy.
Lucy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
That was a play I was not in, but I did direct a bunch of fifth and sixth graders when I was a camp counselor.
Ooh.
Where was the camp?
It was on the Upper West Side. It was not like a campgrounds camp. It was like a day camp for like rich private school kids.
That's a blast.
It was a blast. Were you guys ever a camp counselor?
I was. I was for my town camp. And I, yeah. And I, yeah.
I really mm-hmm. loved it because you are kind of like a mentor figure and camp is supposed to be fun. So you don't have to be like mean teacher lady. You could just be like, I'm your friend, but a little bit older.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, you want to be fun. And yeah. just make sure they're like, they don't drown in the pool.
Yeah.
Is this a sleepaway camp?
This was, mine was not. It was just a theater day camp.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
What production did you guys do?
We did You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown 1 year. We did Guys and Dolls 1 year.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Which is always fun to see little kids in big giant suits.
Yeah.
That's fun, yes.
We're in those fedoras.
And like gambling and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And like they have to like, you know, have some sexy scenes, but like, you know, we PG them up. We mm-hmm. really make them like, okay, this is where you would kiss, but instead you're just going to like do a dancing dip.
Nice. I remember it being, you know, just huge in the social scene in the school musicals when it would be like, well, did you know like Megan and Chris are supposed to kiss? Yup, you're gonna wanna watch that. And like maybe like they wouldn't kiss until like the real production and it would be like,
oh yeah.
I had to kiss a guy in a play and he was wearing a full gorilla suit. So I just had to make out with a gorilla mask.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
But in rehearsal we did make out for real, which I don't know why we did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. It's almost like just couldn't wait. Like,
I don't know. In my high school was very horny.
Yeah,
my high school had a lot of we did a production of Grease, and we were like, it's important that Kinnicky and Rizzo are making out on stage the entire time.
Yeah,
entire time.
Yeah,
and otherwise now in it'll the video, just take the like, audience out.
that's kind of the role.
So yeah. I was not playing Rizzo. I was playing Frenchie. Ooh. Which is much more my speed.
More fun.
Cool and I did not have to make out with anyone in that production, but I did have to fake smoke a cigarette.
Ooh.
Which I didn't know how to do. And I would just like, all the other girls made fun of me because they were like, it's like she's never smoked a cigarette before. And I was like, yeah, I'm 16. I don't know.
Wow.
Which production was the gorilla?
Oh, that was like a student written one act.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it was great. That one was called While My Contrabassoon Gently Weeps.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, what do you say? Was your school horny or normal?
It was because I went to Catholic school.
Ooh, the opposite kind of horny.
Uh-huh. So the repressed horny.
Yeah.
Everyone had to wear a uniform, so it was quite horny.
Whoa.
For sure.
But co-ed.
Co-ed, yeah, for sure. But yeah, horny people. There was like a little chapel thing in the school and people used to hook up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, and it, in terms, there were like, I grew up in Long Island and there were a lot of Catholic schools that were kind of more strict, but this one was like the cool one.
Mm.
Ooh, the cool one.
The cool one.
The cool Catholic school.
Yeah.
Cool Catholic school. You can have your tie slightly untied. Cool Catholic school. You can have your skirt a little short. Cool Catholic school.
It's cool.
Cool Catholic school.
So cool.
Cool Catholic school.
Yeah. Cool Catholic school. I am the teacher at the Catholic school. I'm just a lady, I'm not a nun. I'm just a lady, a civilian.
Ooh.
Yeah, I teach. I don't wear nun clothes.
Ooh.
Because I'm not a nun. I wear normal clothes.
Cool Catholic school.
It's so cool.
Catholic school. Catholic school.
Cool.
We still Catholic think. We still think.
Yup.
We still think.
We still think.
That Jesus died for our sins, but in the cool way. But in a school way.
Catholic school.
Daddy said I have to go to Catholic school, but I got to go to the cool one. Nobody here has rules. Everybody just has pools. We swim in the pools in our Catholic uniforms. Wear plaid skirt. Everybody is doing the Britney Spears dance at this school.
School feels so cool. Smoke that cig, kiss that pig. That's a school prank.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again and again.
Christ is coming.
Who wants to make out in the pews after school?
Me.
We're gonna have a little tiny Catholic orgy, and we're gonna ask for forgiveness after.
Forgive me, Father, for I have had sex at Catholic school.
Wow.
Ooh. That was sexy.
Great. Wow. I always wondered what it would be like to go to Catholic school.
It's not great.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that song gave me the wrong impression.
There was a cool Catholic school where I lived. Like, there were ones that were like, and then the one that was co-ed that was like, that could be fun. I think also like meeting kids from other towns has like a fun energy.
That was a huge deal. I mean, I didn't mind my school so much because like the school district I was from was so shitty. So my parents were like, you're not going to that high school. But my mom is super religious. That's why I went also. But there are kids from all over, all over, like including like 35 minutes away. So it was like a huge hodgepodge demographically of a lot of different kids, which is cool.
That is cool. I remember I went to see a musical at the cool Catholic school, and it looked fun. I was like, this might have been cool to go here.
I auditioned for a musical at the cool Catholic school, all boys Catholic school, and I did not get in. But, you know, they would have girls from other schools audition because they didn't have any girls. And when they did Guys and Dolls, the part of Sarah Brown was it went to Lady Gaga.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait,
Stephanie Germanata.
Where are you from?
Here, New York City. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
We didn't have any... Sacred Heart, right?
Yeah, and I went to Hunter, which was also near. Regis was the boys' school.
Wow.
So I did not get into that play, and I did not get to hang out with her. But she did end up at my junior prom because she was somebody's camp girlfriend.
That reminds me, I was visiting my great aunt recently, and she had a brochure in her room for Sacred Heart. She used to be the principal there years ago.
Did she know Lady Gaga?
No, that was before. She's a nun, not Lady Gaga, my great aunt. So she used to teach at the schools, and someone sent her a brochure of the school, and I learned about notable alumni and
like Lady Gaga.
Yeah, exactly.
Future Oscar winner Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like how this all boys school outsourced women.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's better. The old way was that a boy would just dress up as a girl and play all the girl parts.
Python style.
The Shakespeare style.
Yeah.
I miss Shakespeare style. It's like that Psy song.
Opa Shakespeare style. Oh, yes,
oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I remember that song. How did that go again?
I don't remember.
No, you remember, right?
Yeah, no, I do. I just remember.
Opa Shakespeare style.
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing the dance. Wow.
Hey, sexy Shakespeare.
Opa Shakespeare style.
Hey.
Sexy man dressed as a lady.
Opa Romeo style.
Hey, welcome to Shakespeare time. I am Shakespeare. Welcome to the time I live in. I love to write and rhyme. I am so cool. I maybe was a bunch of people and not just one guy. It's up to you to decide. Ha ha.
Way-o. We write sonnets. We have fun. Yeah, having
so fun.
Way-o. In Cobblitz under the sun at the Globe Theater. And we are all boys dressed up like girls.
Mm-hmm. Hey, sexy man like a lady. Oh,
but Shakespeare style.
Sexy man like a lady.
Romeo style.
Yeah, we all remember that.
Oh yeah,
song.
I remember that song. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, that summer, that was the hit of the summer.
Yeah. It's a big one.
We all were in the dance, and
we wore those crazy wigs.
My mom wanted me to go to a Catholic school a little bit. I took the entrance exam to get into Catholic schools. I have three older siblings, and my mom was like, I hate that school. You are not going. I swear the principal is a cokehead. You are not going. I am not going through another 4 years of that.
Do you think there was some accuracy to that statement?
Maybe, but also I think he had a medical condition that made his eyes red. And that's what she meant.
And the only prescription is more coke.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she said that the principal and the vice principal were thugs. Yep.
I love it. I love it. Of the Catholic school.
Yeah. So I wanted to go to the public school with the cokehead thugs and...
Oh, wait. She was saying the public school had the thugs.
Yes. Yeah, totally. And so she was like, "Don't come on, just go to another one. I don't want to deal with those people again."
Did it mess up your siblings that they went to that school?
No. I think my brother was a little bit of a bad kid and got in trouble. And so my mom was like, if you get in trouble, I don't want to deal with those guys. And also they might be like hard on you because like, oh, this kid must be trouble.
Oh, it's another one of the Houlihan kids.
Yes, exactly.
The Houlihan hooligans. That's what they called you guys.
That is what they called us.
I remember that.
So, but I really wanted to, you know, wear my clothes and not a uniform and, you know, flirt with boys. So, honey, I was not. And the cool Catholic school that had boys, it didn't have a good academic record. So that wasn't even an option to me. So you know I'm going to public school and flirting with boys.
Mm-hmm. You got stung.
Sorry.
What was your go-to flirt move as a high schooler?
I am them.
Mine was steal their hat.
Ooh, did it work?
Sometimes people just got mad at you. But if you're at a party and you're like, now I'm going to wear your baseball cap. Some guys are like, oh, she's flirting.
I like it.
Mine was pretending to be straight. Was my move.
Nice. That was a big one at theater, in theater groups.
Totally.
Did you ever have a girlfriend?
I did in middle school, Lucy, and we're still friends. But it was like, I was like, we only ever held hands. I was like, it's middle school. What do you want me to do?
Like, well, I also had a boyfriend that I never kissed in seventh grade. Yeah. And that was not because of being a closeted gay person. That was just because I was incredibly afraid of him. I was afraid of, like, if he kissed me, he's going to want to try to do other stuff. And I am not going to be able to stop him.
That's such a period of life, like fake girlfriends and boyfriends.
Yeah.
Like eighth grade, seventh grade, where you like hold hands and people think you're dating, but you've never kissed or never been together alone.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. We would go like we would be supposed to have a date. And then we just couldn't do it. I would just freak out.
Ah, those middle school
My fake boyfriend. He wants to go to the dance with me, but I won't let him. Cause what if he tries something and I'm not ready for it? My fake boyfriend, he bought me the soundtrack to Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
My fake boyfriend, my fake boyfriend, it's just pretend.
With my fake boyfriend,
my fake girlfriend, I bought her the Buffy CD. I hope I can get get some from her. She won't go to the dance with me, my fake girlfriend. How do I break in? I wanna touch her under her shirt, but on top of her bra.
My fake girlfriend.
His fake girlfriend.
My fake girlfriend.
My fake girlfriend.
It's just pretend.
With my fake girlfriend.
My fake girlfriend. We used to go to the mall. Everyone thought that we had hooked up, but we had not hooked up.
At all.
At all.
My fake girlfriend, she used to write me letters, but we had never kissed or been alone or even expressed any interest in each other at all.
My fake girlfriend.
My fake girlfriend.
One of them was Ashanti's first cousin.
It was just pretend.
Ashanti's first cousin.
Me and Lucy,
me and Lucy
met in middle, met in Hebrew school.
Yeah,
that's more like it.
School.
She wanted to be my GF, and I said cool. But secretly, I was looking at Brett.
Ooh.
But I didn't really know I was gay yet. My fake girlfriend.
Fake girlfriend.
My fake girlfriend.
My fake girlfriend.
It's just pretend.
With Ashanti's first cousin. My fake girlfriend.
My fake boyfriend.
My fake girlfriend.
We're still friends on Facebook. I wonder if he's mad that I didn't let him touch my prepubescent boobies.
Prepubescent boobies.
Prepubescent boobies.
Prepubescent boobies.
Prepubescent boobies.
That was amazing.
Mm.
Well, guys, it's about time to wrap up, I'm sorry to say.
I learned so much about you guys as teenagers.
Yeah.
Well, Sachi, do you have any plugs or just things you want to suggest to the listener?
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mistrionics, MISSTRIONICS.
I love it. Dan, same cue.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Dan Arnez or Twitter.
Nice.
Yeah.
Darian, same cue.
Same A. You can follow me on Twitter. Sorry. You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Eat, Pray, Lusk.
I love it. So let's end with a goodbye song. Yeah?
Totally. Mm,
sounds good.
Okay.
This has been so fun.
A delight.
Yeah.
A delight.
And I feel like, yeah, we all learned.
We did.
We laughed. We cried. We loved.
Brings people together. Is that stupid? Yeah.
No, it's not stupid. It's really smart.
Bringing people together. Musical improv. It brings up emotions and memories about school, about holding hands, about getting screamed at.
Of who's important to me. It makes me feel feelings that I didn't even know. 'Cause when you have to say something off the tip of your tongue, you just blurt it out. And maybe it's a big secret or something embarrassing, but you don't care, 'cause you made up a song with your friends. Musical improv
brings people together. Musical improv, people together.
Musical improv brings us together to talk about high school and our fake girlfriends and times maybe we'd rather not remember. But we remember it together, and it brings us closer together. 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 Brings us closer together.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.